Sunday morning edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you better check out Facebook and all the great photos and videos and animal stories to post, and see the the hamster balls for chickens. And I guess it looks to me like the latest in keeping chickens safe when they're eating grass in the yard and all of that. But I think the most common predators are eagles, of course, you know, big birds, or then you got your cougar and your bobcat, and boy, I as soon as I thought, well, this is going to be safe, I see a eagle picking them up, or you know, a cougar just picking up the ball mm-hmm. and running off it. Anyway, so I'm not sure how safe they are, but I thought it was a really clever idea, so you ought to check it out.
Another thing just came to my mind. It reminded me of the time I was in college and playing bubble soccer.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been to
exactly.
my Facebook profile, you probably see my little cover picture behind.
I have seen that. I have seen that. But it's the same thing for chickens.
Yeah.
Except that's how they can peck the ground with. And they are contained, but I still think, I don't think it, you could just leave them like that. And what would you do if you came home and there's one missing? You know, and then what happens if the eagle flies off with one of those things? What if they drop it? Does it bounce? I mean, I, you know, and anyway, I just had all kinds of not good visions seeing that.
I'm just wondering, too, how they're able to walk around. I mean, they got to be able to put their little feet onto the kind of the mesh wire and
somehow grab
it. A hamster
just, they just do it. It's just something that it just, when you walk, how do you do it on a ball? You know, when that blow, those blow up balls. You just start walking.
Well,
and
yeah, but it's not a flat surface, is what he's saying.
It's more like a
mesh. Just wire, so they have to step on the wire. But
yeah,
I think
but
they
it's
probably
still a walking
figure
motion
it
gives
out.
Gives you the walking motion.
Yeah, yeah, they probably figure it out.
The same thing with people who are in those blow up balls or a hamster. You know, you just start the motion going. I had a gerbil that would go in those balls, and sometimes it was just they had to go up. You know, they had to start getting the motion, so they had to step up just a little bit more to get the flow of the ball moment. And then after that, they had the motion going, and they just had to walk with it. And if they wanted to change the directions, they just moved their body a little bit different.
Well, anyway, just say we aren't convinced that these chicken balls are all that safe. Because we think they could be packed off by predators, and that might be worse.
Depends on where you live.
All righty. So it is the third Sunday of the month, which is behavior training and healing and anything else about animals with Martha, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or just plain dead people and ghosts. That seems to be one of the things we're doing today. And private, you know, personal readings with Natasha or anything else you just want a good read on. Natasha Venter is here. You can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com. Or on her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC. She does a regular podcast at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. We'll touch base on that at some point. And she's available for private readings, and you can give her a call. Not now, she's on the radio, but you can leave her a message or call later. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And we left off. We left Carol in Manchester before we got on the love train, and she was telling us, Natasha, I don't remember when she
heard
said
thumps
this
in the night.
Right, it was, but I don't remember if it was last. It wasn't last night or some night recently. I think it was recent. Mm-hmm. That. A big thud above her. She has an attic above her, and I don't know whether there was two or maybe three big loud thumps, and she did some clearing and all of that and hasn't yet. And then you asked her before we went to the break if she could get into her attic, and I'm not sure what she said. But anyway, Carol, welcome back to Animal World. Are you still with us?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Now, how recently was this experience of the bumps in the night?
This was a few nights ago.
A few nights ago. Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the answer if you gave us one. Can you get into the attic?
Yes.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
is there stuff up, and it's like just an open attic, or have you got stuff stored up there, or what's the attic, the purpose of the attic?
Just to attract critters, I think.
So you don't use it for storage or anything? It's just
open. I have a large outdoor storage facility.
So there isn't like stuff piled up there that could fall off and make a big
scent.
Okay.
All right. So Natasha, you go ahead.
Thank you. So this is what I was getting. You did a good job clearing it out. Okay. So sometimes I do two different scenarios when something like this happens. I check in. Was the universe trying to tell me something? Do I have a leak in my attic? Do I have a water drip? Do I have something, a little bit of mold? Do I have something that I need to interact with? If that makes any sense. Also, like I was saying in the last call, that we do have a lot of energy walking around and interacting with us. And so you did clear it. I do not get that it was a really, if anything, it was mischievous, but it wasn't a malevolent. It wasn't a negative. It wasn't a bad spirit that had interacted with you. It could have been more of a walkthrough, but what I would suggest is sometimes we kind of go into the spirit world and we forget that there's that physical interaction that needs to be attended to when spirit talks to us. And so if you can just kind of go in and see if there's something up there that that maybe you did have a rodent up there that you needed to get at, and there was there's something that you needed to tend to. It might be that you just might need to clean up something, or there's something that that might have happened where, you know, wood split, or, you know, I don't know. I'm not getting a sense of anything, but I'm getting that there's something that it would be nice for you in your humanness to take a look at it to settle that energy.
You mean physically go up and look in the attic?
If
you can.
Is that
what you're saying? Can you do that, Carol?
I'm going to have someone come and do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just, I'm getting that there's just, there might be something, there might not be, I might be wrong, but, and I'm hoping I am, but there's just something that just feels off about that energy. And maybe somebody going in and just, you know, you doing Reiki, keep doing Reiki on it, but, you know, but just going in and making sure that there's nothing that is needing attending to. And that's the energy I want with it. It's not a negative energy. It's not anything that's bad. I just say, I'm just getting that something.
You know
what
popping into my mind? Bats in the belfry. I don't know where that's coming from, but I did have a friend once that had bats in their attic. They could.
Yeah. So there's just something that you know, there might be like a where they're up there and they're not, there might not be something there, but then they're looking around and they see a light that, you know, maybe that bugs can or bees can get into that you don't want bees in. You know, it's like sometimes there's an action that happens that leads us to the next action that needs to, that's called to be interacted with.
Yeah, right.
So even you going up in the, or you getting that attic looked at, maybe there's something that they find that's something that's totally different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right, right. This house was built in 1905.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a feeling that I attracted something, because before I went to bed, I was listening to some music, like old tunes, you know, on the TV. And some of the lyrics had to do with the devil. I don't know.
Calling in darkness. And that could be, but I'm not getting that it was, if anything, it was mischievous.
So it's not an angry or dangerous or bad entity.
No, it wasn't devilish. But sometimes when we do listen to that kind of stuff and we're on that frequency that we can call, we're great manifestors, right? Mm-hmm. We're great manifestors. So there's two sides of this. So you did a good job clearing it. Keep clearing it. Keep, you know, doing your Reiki just to help your energy field, help you do your thing, help your mind settle down. And then just have somebody, if you can, go in and look and make sure that there's something not needing attending to. And I'm using quotation marks with that.
Right, right. It was really like a ton of bricks up there.
Yes.
It was.
But sometimes that ton of bricks is getting our attention to have something looked at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I'm doing the what if. I'm doing the two sides of the coin type of thing here. You know, sometimes spirit tells us to do something physical, and sometimes we need to do something physical to help the spiritual.
Right, yeah.
So it'll be interesting, Carol, if you have somebody come take a peek, you're going to have to let us know if you find anything.
Right, right. I will have somebody come, and if it needs, I'm sure it needs some type of cleaning out, and, you know,
you might need more insulation, and you just haven't been paying attention to that, or, you know, there's just, I don't know what the dot to dot is. There's a lot going on here, but you've done a good job, and we're on the radio, so it's not a long story. That it's just one of those things, but I want you to know that you did a good job clearing it. And keep doing Reiki.
Yeah,
all right.
I will.
Sounds good.
And
all right,
put
Carol.
Up the boundaries. Like
and
I said, I even
back.
Had to redo my boundaries.
Report
okay.
back.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Carol. Happy Easter.
Right,
God bless.
Happy Easter.
Okay.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. Now, we have time to talk to others if we need to. So if you're out there, though, get on the phone. And local number is 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Now, we're going to go ahead and take care of advertisers. Keep Nathan happy. And then we'll come back if we have no phones to go to. I got to have Natasha tune into my place. And I've got all kinds of questions in one, because I don't know if it's me, if it's the property, if there's something going on, if it's just the weirdness of... Anyway, there's so much going on. I just need Natasha to figure it out.
Actually, I'm going to call a little bit of an audible here right now. Let's go ahead and have you go through that right now, because I need to run over to another station real quick.
Well, I was going to take advertising. You want me to keep talking rather than do
advertising? Yeah, let's have you have Natasha tune into your place.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, now this is going down. We're marking this down in history. Nathan is saying, screw being on time. Who cares about being on time? I'm going
to
go do something else. All right. So I guess if it's him, he doesn't stomp around. All right. So Natasha.
Yes.
There's stuff going on around here. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it too.
Okay. So now the glitches in the process, I need to kind of get an idea from you. I mean, this is pretty muddled for me right now. Does it have to do with the specific animals involved, and people, and situation? Is it the property in general? Is it some energy? Is it me? Anyway, the glitches involved would be, remember I told you I got the smart meter.
Mm-hmm.
Some of this started after, right after that. It's been going on, but some of it had started before. And then I have, I live in the forest and I have the big trees all around the edge of my property. I have the big hemlocks on the road, and PUD comes and cuts them down from time to time so they don't, anyway. But I had a big cluster of... 7 or 8 huge, 100, 150 foot hemlocks. They've all been taken down now. So that changed the energy a lot, at least from what I felt in all of that. Okay. Okay. So now, like I said, it seems that this has been building as the weather's been changing. It's gotten drier. I don't kind of have the rainforesty atmosphere that I did and all that sort of thing. So the first things are the hummers. You know, I always ask you about the hummingbirds. This started before the smart meter or the trees down. Mm-hmm. But I say over the last year to 2 years, my population of hummers has been less and less, the Annas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this year, I had fewer Anna hummingbirds going through the winter than ever before, but they were here. And then when the weather started to get nice in February or something, they just left, gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's real unusual. I've never had that happen before, unless it's breeding season. They go off for, a couple, 3 weeks and then they come back, but that was too early. Then in the spring, the rufous hummingbirds come in, and they come in late spring, early summer, usually, and they're around for, a few weeks, a couple, 3 weeks, and then they have, do their nesting thing, and then they're gone for a week or two. They come back and have babies, and then by the end of August, they go back off on their migration. Well, so I told you, I think last month, I might have told you the first roofie had come in. I had one rufous male come, was here for a couple days, then a female showed up. They seemed to really like each other and hung together at the feeder. And then in a few days, gone. So as of right now, for the last couple weeks, when they first disappeared and I wasn't seeing them, there was evidence that somebody was drinking out of the feeders early in the morning or later at night. And I just wasn't seeing it, but I can tell by the bubbles and stuff if somebody had been drinking. And so, I'm thinking, well, I know they do this when it's breeding season, but it's way too early. They were only here for, the Rufuses came early this year. They usually don't come as early as they did. It's not even close to when the time they'd be usually start mating and nesting and be gone for that period of time and come back with babies, but maybe they are. And then on my Nextdoor app, there are people in the neighborhood saying, where are the hummingbirds?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is this just, it doesn't have anything specifically to do with me or this property. It's just hummingbirds in general are on a different schedule this year and things are happening earlier. Are they breeding and nesting at the moment? Will my roofies be back, or what's going on with the hummingbird?
I'm feeling an energy. It's one that I'm struggling with naming, because of the fact that I know for me, we usually have, there's flies around, there's bugs around,
right.
But there's not, I'm not, there's a lot of crows around, but I'm not seeing a lot of the spring birds.
Well, okay. That's another thing. That's on my list too. The birds in general.
It's quiet.
Yeah,
listening to one.
So you, when you said you're feeling an energy, it's not just an energy here with me.
No,
you're talking energy in general that's affecting all of us.
Yeah. And then I watched a video where a guy was in Texas and he goes, you know, I drove across Texas. Where are the bugs?
Okay.
I usually have to clean my windshield several times driving across here. My car is pretty much clean. Where are the bugs?
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I'm not a conspiracist here.
Right.
But, you know, we've been doing the pesticides. We've been doing the chemtrails. We've been doing a lot of this stuff. Who's it going to affect?
Not to mention the upheaval and everything that's going on.
I mean, there's so, like I was saying, there's so many layers.
All right.
And I'm
so
like going, I'm just praying. I'm just praying. I mean, I'm even feeling my lungs. Because I do recess duty for about an hour outside. And sometimes I can't help it but be out. It's my job. But it's like my lungs are even a little achy sometimes. And I'm just like going, okay, universe, there's a reason for this. I'm asking for the greater good. That mantra, I trust, right. I trust.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, so there's something going on many layers, and I'm not able to put one specific finger on it. And I'm just praying that the birds get through it, the bugs get through it, the bees get through it.
So this is a more general thing. All right. Nathan is back. So we are going to take care of advertisers. Then we are going to continue this discussion on the other side, because I ain't done. Okay. Wait till you hear about the moles. And then I have more smart meter questions and all of that related. So I've got more stuff to talk about and find out about animals. But I guess I'm a little relieved to know that this is kind of like a generalized thing and energetic. It's not that.
No.
The animal world is leaving Aunt Martha because I'm so messed up. Okay?
No. I wouldn't take it personally.
That's what I
need
to know personally. All right. So everybody, hang on. We're taking care of advertisers, and then you got to hear my mole story, because this is it. Have me amazed. Anyway, animal world continues right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Well, that would be us. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're actually midway through the last hour of our Easter edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard again from our new pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The new pro supplement for dogs comes in a joint hip and joint support formula as well. Phenomenal for skin and hair coat and general health and well-being. And if you've got a shedding breed of dog like I do, if you want the hair to stay on your dog till you brush it off and not have tumbleweeds of hair all over your house, Nupro will solve that problem. And if you got picky eater kitties, there are Nupro nuggets. I need them now to get my Sophie to eat. So check them out, Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. If you can't find the products in your store, they're all available on Amazon. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we heard from Natasha Venter. And you can check Natasha out at intuitiveclarifications.com. And she has a YouTube channel, Natasha Venter IC, and the letters IC, that's for intuitive clarification. And are you still doing your podcast, Natasha?
I am.
And that's what, Wednesdays, 4 p.m.?
Wednesdays at 4 p.m. live, or you can watch me at any point in time after that point. It's just nice sometimes when people want to ask questions or interact. You know, it's nice to be able to do that on my lives.
Wonderful. And so that we find that on YouTube, Natasha Venter IC.
And I have over 1,000 either 2-minute videos, short videos, or my hour-long podcasts. I have over 1,000 videos on my website on,
you need something to
on
keep
life
you busy.
Support, going through grief, dealing with the energies, how to negotiate your emotions. I cover a lot of different subjects. I even did one on feng shui the other day. And so it's like I do a lot of different videos for different, like you were saying one day, what hat are you going to wear today, Natasha? So,
all right.
I'm always here to bring light and love to this planet.
Great.
And you can also catch me on TikTok, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter. X.
All those places that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, blue sky.
I got hacked on Facebook.
I'm not techie that way, but I'll tell you, blue sky is the place to be.
Yeah.
It's a new one, sort of. Anyway. Okay, then. Let's see. That covers all of those bases. Now let's get back to our... All right. So I guess everyone else, Natasha's saying this is kind of universal, energetic, you know, with everything we're going through. So that's the weird thing. It's like I've got no Hummers at all, and I think it's too early for them to be breeding. But before I move on to the moles, Natasha, can you see the roofer, the pair of roofies that showed up and then disappeared? Are they close and nesting right now, or is this part of something else? She's looking at it.
I'm having to weave through a lot of weird energy.
Okay. Not surprising to me.
Yeah. I'm getting they're hunkered down. So if they're mating while they're hunkered down.
Maybe. It's just that the timing is so weird. But all right,
yeah,
it really is.
It really is. It's really weird. And that's what I'm checking in is my spring birds late? Or is it that the weather is shifted enough or the world has shifted enough that I'm thinking that they're late? Or that
I should have
here.
Robins all over the place, but I'm seeing maybe a robin here or there. I haven't even put their birdie baths out yet.
It's weird. It's weird.
And I usually have at least sparrows and songbirds. And now the only one I've had a lot of stellar jay, blue jay activity. And I usually don't have a lot. You know, a stellar jay comes through once in a while, but there's more of them this year. The crows are kind of non-existent, but the ravens are here. Got a great horned owl at night that's active. But for the normal regular birds, usually at this time of year, I could go outside and turn on my Merlin bird app, and I'd get 8 or 10 different kinds of birds.
We're only in April still. We're only in April. So I'm trying to think of what in April happens. But the energy is shifting so much around us and the realities and the dimensions. And oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So like, let's get before big. So we don't run out of time. All right.
Okay.
So for anybody that's listened to me or if and when I used to write columns for, well, the New Times and the New Spirit Journal and all of that. I wrote weekly columns for years and years. And one of the subjects that I wrote about all the time were the moles. Okay. I've had to deal with moles on and off since I first moved out here to the country. And so that would be from 1990 on. Didn't get real serious about it until I was at this place. And I've been here, I don't know, 12, 13 years. I always forget how long I've been here, but I've been here a while. And when I first moved in, there were not active moles in my grass and lawn because the previous owner used chemical treatments and fertilizers and all that sort of stuff. And if you use chemicals on your grass, the moles won't be there because it's not good. Well, I don't use chemicals and stuff, so it was only a matter of time till the moles moved in. And out here in the country, I mean, my gosh, the moles move the earth. And oh, can they be active? I'll tell you, over the years, I have learned so much about moles and their behaviors and all of that. And I worked years and years. I tried everything. I tried talking to them. I tried all, you know, repellents. I tried all kinds of different concoctions and so forth. I tried to kill them, but nothing, that doesn't really work. I tried trapping and all this sort of thing. Nothing was real successful. And I pretty much had moles all the time, and sometimes they're worse than others. So I finally got to the point where I was just trying to say, just don't come up around my patios and here. And what I just do is water them back down. You know, they put up a hole, I'd water it back down. And what I found is I did that often enough, then they'd stay away from those areas. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do anything about them in the dog yard. I'll tell you what, this... So I finally, and I think it was maybe a year ago or so, Natasha, on the next door, my neighborhood, I learned about the gopher hawk. And this is a little trap device that when you use, it sticks out a wire thing and it's like a tube. It looks like a tube and you stick it down into the track. And then when they crawl through it, they trigger it and it kills them. Well, somebody recommended that. I got one. There was a learning curve with it, and I had to learn how to use it and how to place it properly. But eventually, last probably about a year ago at this time, I was successful and I caught Dad. Now, when you have lots of mole activity, they are very territorial and you rarely have as many moles as you think you do. And if you've got a lot of mole activity, you usually only have one or two. Okay? And anyways, it turned out I only have one family of moles in my whole property. If they're in the woods and outside of the grass and the lawn areas and stuff, they can do whatever they want. I just don't want them in that area.
You don't want to mow over them. You don't want to have to deal walking through them.
Right, exactly. And,
or see them.
Okay, so I got Dad. All right, and then in the same track, I don't know how much time later, I got Mom. All right, so then I'm like, whoa, okay. And I'm, okay, so I got the adults. And so I go through quite a long period of time that I have zero mole activity anywhere. No pop-ups, no, you know, mounds, no nothing. But because this was last spring that this happened, I think it was probably late spring or something, I knew that they had probably already had babies. So I was thinking, you know, it might be that maybe somebody's old enough to grow up and take over. But I also know when I get new moles around the property and stuff, I know how they come in because I've experienced that before. But so anyway, at some point I started seeing evidence of mole activity, and it was around the area where I know they have their babies under the concrete of the patio and stuff. So I knew it wasn't another mole coming in from the outside. It was grown-ups from, you know, that were already, it was somebody that was already born and grew up. So then I figured, well, I'll get this one eventually, but I have to figure out where it tracks and all of that and how to place the where to place the trap and all that. Well, they didn't get active enough or consistent enough, and I never caught anybody all last summer through into the fall and all of that. And I just kind of gave up for a while. I figured, oh, well, maybe this year I'll be able to get them. So, but during this winter, Natasha, they went nuts in my dog yard. And I swear to God, you would think it was a mini military war zone out there. And you're talking about the mole hills that are
I hear you. It's like, where's the grass? Where's
the grass? Around and a foot or more high. And tons of them out there, and it just looks horrible, and they're all over them. So anyway, here we go. We get to the spring now, and it's light up, and it's time, and I can't mow until I deal with all it. So I finally, a few weeks ago, you know, I get everything cleaned up and all the, you know, all the limbs and everything cleaned up, and I rake all those mole hills down, get all the rocks out, and so I clean up the whole thing, and then I mowed everything. When I got done mowing, I'm thinking, you know, well, there started to be some activity, you know, here or there around. And I don't know, I got this, I thought, you know, I know where that track is where I caught Mom and Dad. And so I kind of opened it up again. I thought, just on general principles, you know, I'm going to stick this gopher hawk in there. Just on general principles. But the wire's kind of bent, and I didn't think it would work real well. But I stuck it in there. That's when the bizarre stuff starts, Natasha. Because I just put it in there. I've not caught anybody. But since I stuck that in the ground, in that hole, the mole activity got less and less and less. And now I've mowed twice, 3 weeks apart. I'm almost aware I'm going to have to mow every week now. But usually in the past, after I, you know, would smooth the whole molehills and mow, by that night or the next day, they'd be popping up again all over the place. No pop-ups. No moles anywhere. And then sometimes, there, you know, I could see evidence of them out of the grass areas, you know, I'm not seeing anything anywhere now. And so now I have no activity anywhere that I can see around. No pop-ups, no nothing. I've done nothing but put that gopher hawk in the ground in the track where I caught the Mom and Dad. And so I was first thinking, geez, I wonder if they're smart enough to know that got Mom and Dad. And it's so scary that they left. So I'm thinking, could moles really do that? And did they leave? And so I've not, you know, every time I mow, I take the gopher hawk out to mow and I put it right back in. But now I have zero activity anywhere.
Well, I'm just saying animals around the world have stepped up and are more communicative, are more alignment with their smarts. And they are getting wisdoms that are beyond what they've been dormant. They're not dormant anymore.
Well, so what are you saying? That they did tune in and they know that that's a killing thing and that they left? Or is it part of just this, all the animals are weird and we don't know where they are or why they went or what? That's the dilemma. Did they really figure this out and did they leave because of the gopher hawk? Because if so, I'm leaving it there.
Where's your meter compared to, where's your meter?
The meter's on the corner of the garage. So it is probably 50 feet away from the beginning of the dog yard that would then goes farther away from that.
It's partly that.
Partly the meter. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do feel that that smart meter is affecting wildlife on the property?
Well, and two, I just got this, so I don't know what to do with it yet. It's just new information that's coming to me. Are those smart meters aligned with the 5G towers?
No, I don't know. Anybody know
that?
So
they're amplifying it. They're amplifying. Is it, is it, how are they piggybacking? How are they getting the message back to their own system? They have to piggyback on some energy. So things are getting a little bit louder. I've been off. There's been something that I have been off.
Well, because it's such here that, like, you know, our friend Cindy, and you listeners know her, Cindy from Salton, who calls in from time to time. I call her my human Geiger counter because she's so darn sensitive to everything. And she, her life has been majorly messed up since these smart meters. But she's always been comfortable here. I mean, depending on what the energy's going on, and spends time here. The last time she was over here, she's extremely uncomfortable here. The energy just drives her nuts now. Well, now her dog Emily is starting to react, and Emily was just not herself at all. When Cindy asked me about it, the first thing I got was that more Emily was reflecting Cindy's uncomfortable. But as soon as Cindy took her off the property, Emily was fine. She wanted to go run in the forest. So I think the smart meter.
Yeah, what I got was.
You drew something. The circle, yeah, is that the copper?
So there's copper, and you twist it, and you want to get copper that's twistable. You don't want it
right,
to
so
where
so that
you
was
have...
going to be my question, because you mentioned a copper ring around it might help. And so I've been searching for some things. So after we're done with the show, I want you to wait a minute so I can show you what I found so you can see if you think that's adequate.
Okay, so
but we need a circle around the meter of copper, right?
So what I just got when I was asking the question was, is that you take copper that you can twist, that you want it big enough, thick enough that you know it's a little bit of a test to twist it, but you want it to be able to maneuver it. You can maybe even maneuver it with your hands. It's thin enough that you can do that, but it's thick enough that it has like intention with the copper. And what I heard was 8 strands. So you want to be able to twist 8 strands together. So that's why you want it copper that you can move it.
Okay.
Because you don't want it so thick that it can't that it blocks the meter energy, right?
Right.
And so you twist it into a circle like a bracelet.
Right.
And then you twist it together. And I would put the I just got this more. So if you can, wherever your meter is, you leave enough wire on it that you can twist it and put it down into the ground.
Oh, that's a long way down. It's probably 6 feet down.
Yeah, if you can get another, like copper bar,
yeah, something to
or
pipe,
ground
it, okay.
and then attach it to that pipe.
Yep, I can.
You know,
yep,
so that
okay.
you're grounding it.
Right, right.
You're
okay,
grounding
got
it.
That.
So I heard the 8. I checked in if it was 7. I checked in if it was 6. If it was 9, I heard 8.
Eight
wire strands that you twist together, connect it to, and I just got this. Connect it to something like a pole that you can put into the ground to ground it.
Right. Okay. Got it. All right. We have to quickly take care of advertisers before we run out of time. We'll come back and just do a quick touch on current events. There's nothing new. Finish up with anything we need to do before we're out of here on this lovely Easter. It's gotten drier here. The rain stopped, but I think there's more coming later. So get your outside stuff done as soon as we're off the air here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. Fill out the contact link if you'd like to talk to him. He always does a free phone evaluation. And be sure to join his private membership group. It's only $10, and then you get the free newsletter. And free Zoom classes for life. So healingministryforanimals.com and whisperingdragoncenter.com. Whispering-dragon.com is the Whispering Dragon website. And if you want to de-stress, calm down, relax with all this stress going on, Jude is a wonderful to help you do this. The sound healing is incredible. Also, her chiropractics can keep your body in shape. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And hand out my phone number to anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends. And I can help them, and I always do a free phone evaluation. So give them my number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And okay, we are caught up, and I'm thinking we are about out of time. But before we run out of time, we better get in some current events. let's see. We have got, the Northwest Dream Center is going to town with all kinds of great classes and so forth. Missed a great one yesterday. But let's see, coming up Tuesday, April 22nd, this is for Earth Day, Earth Expressions, Climate Circle, and Guided Meditations will be at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Dream Center in McCollum Park. Spring Hikes in Snohomish County with Ken Wilcox on Saturday, May 17th, 1 p.m. Excuse me. So those are the two remaining up at the Northwest Dream Center. Let's see, Furball Auction and Dinner for Homeward Adoption Center. It's going to be on May 10th, and I'm sorry to tell you that ticket sales ended on April 15th. So you're going to have to just make donations if you didn't get your tickets. That would also apply to Seattle Humane's annual Tuxes and Tails, May 17th. Sold out. First year I ever remember that happening this far ahead of time. So Tuxes and Tails is sold out. But Seattle Humane does have Shelters Pro Camp going on for third through eighth graders in July and August. And then Animal Adventure Camps for grades 2 through 5 and 6 through 8. Two different sessions, one in July, one in August. And registration is open, and I don't know if they have any more openings, but check with Seattle Humane if you want to get your kiddos in there. And golly, I think that pretty much does it for current events. And gosh, Natasha, we are about out of time, but anything you would like to share with us or leave people with today?
Well, I want everyone to know that the mantras that we use in the mornings here can be very helpful right now. Because we're all in big shifts and changes. And I also want to say that I had a blessing come to me that I was on the Next Level Soul last year. And they reposted my video. So they thought...
Was that a show or something?
Yeah, the Next Level Soul is a podcast. If you look up a podcast of Next Level Soul, Alex Ferreira is one that's trying to bring a lot of love and knowledge onto this planet of the bigger picture. Okay. And he thought that my video with him was good enough and that he reposted it. And so I'm so grateful for that moment. So, you know, miracles are out there. Keep praying for the miracles. Keep praying for what we want. And, you know, we are in the moment where the dimensions and the realities are shifting around us. And the one thing, if you're feeling like, if you're one of those that are sensitive and you're feeling like you're floating around in different dimensions and worlds, remember that you can say something like, in this dimension, in this physical body that I'm in at this time, I am here. I am done having anything come surprise me that makes me unsafe or unhealthy, right? So
set your boundaries.
Set your boundaries, even in the dimensions that you are. And if you are having something, remembering, like I felt like there was something that was going on with my eye. And I just shifted my reality, my dimension, just enough to say that I'm having healthy eyes. And my eyes got better. I used castor oil on them. I did some energy work around them. I just didn't align to that. You know, there's different applications that you can do. But we're in this moment where we can do this. And that's what I'm asking for our governments to do too, that whatever is happening, just shift out of that mindset so that we can be in greater health and greater wisdom.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm praying for this. I am so praying for this.
All right. So, gosh,
thank you.
We are about out of time. Thank you for all of that, Natasha.
You're welcome.
You can check Natasha out at intuitiveclarifications.com online, on YouTube, Natasha Venter IC. And then you mentioned a podcast that what's the podcast if people want to check that out?
The Next Level Soul.
The Next Level Soul. And you'd find that where you get podcasts.
Yep.
Okie dokie. And Nathan will be stomping around as Bigfoot. Are you going to be in any Mariners games this week?
On the 27th, I'll be down at T-Mobile Park in the Penn.
Okay, so the next time you can meet Nathan as Bigfoot would be April 27th?
Yes, it is, when we have the encore show here. Instead of working here, I'll be working there.
Gotcha. All right, that sounds
So,
good.
and also, do you have one of those cooling wraps?
I do need to get one, and in the next couple months, it's gonna be absolutely necessary.
All right, so that's apparently intuitive. Natasha says, you need one, Nathan.
And sooner than later, you think.
All right.
It's, yep.
So next week, it is Encore Sunday time. We will run our last healing show with Dr. Nils and Linda. And you can get a surrogate healing just by tuning in and listening to Linda's instructions, following along. And then I will talk to you again in person 2 weeks from today for Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. Natasha, thank you. I'll talk
thank
to you,
you
off the air. And
yes.
Nathan, thank you so much. And as always, besides, have a wonderful Easter and get your outside stuff done soon. The rain is on the way. I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. I'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.